Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay. And today I'm doing a slightly different kind of voice review. It's a review of a cartoon character and it is Levi from Titan.
Creepy little bastard.
This was recommended, one of the first ones that was recommended to me actually after I did Yoda some months ago. And so I forget who recommended it. Again, I apologize if I haven't written your name down. Maybe I should have started writing names down. But not everyone's YouTube channel actually has their name on there. So that's possibly why I didn't do that. Now, I know that the character Levi has an actor behind it, of course, and there is an actor, but I'm not here to review the actor because I'm sure the actor can do many voices. But what I am here to do is, because I can't see the instrument of the actor, I'm not doing that. I'm just literally looking at the cartoon and listening to the sounds that are being made and trying to formulate an idea of how they're making that sound according to what I hear. And that's what this short video is going to be about, okay? So let's just crack onto it.
Arms and legs will be severed halfway down in the process, but you'll survive. As a matter of fact, they'll probably just grow back, lizard style. Creepy little bastard.
Okay, so there's a slight breathiness. Now, I'm not sure if the actor who plays Levi in the American version is in the Western version is American or Canadian, because sometimes I get confused. America is a big place and Canada is a huge place, and sometimes the accents do kind of intertwine and sound very similar. Sometimes they're very clearly one or the other. So I'm not going to make an assumption, but from what I hear,
they'll probably just grow back, lizard style.
Sounds American to me.
He's 15 years old. We all go through a phase like this.
He's 15 years old. We all go through a phase like this. Okay, so like I said, I've got a bit of a cold. I'm not really, you know, as warm and limber as I should be. So, you know, I can't really mimic this voice so much. But what I can tell is that he's adding in a lot of air. He's throwing out. So you can do that without, you can make that noise without having to sound so breathy. So if I just on voice say, and then add in more air and maybe restrict the channel that allows air through, it can do this. But then he's kind of in his lower register, so he's saying, yeah, here he is, 15 years old.
He's 15 years old. We all go through a phase like this.
We all go through a phase like this. So he's sitting on his lower register, he's really relaxed, yet he's kind of letting a lot of air through at the same time as slightly squeezing his kind of like limiting the air, the possibility for air to come through. So it's coming through faster, just in a smaller space, and this kind of breathy sound comes through. And one of the things you can take from this is quite clear, because it's an animation, it's a drama, it's a story. He's a character who, it's clear because you've got visuals with it, and so there's no need to really over-articulate. And so he's just speaking in a regular, kind of normal, relaxed manner, so there's no over-emphasizing words, and he sounds like a real dude, because he's not trying to be too perfect. And it's just, he can be more casual and throw things away, because the visuals will pick it up, you see.
Don't let any of us regret this. Not me. Not either one of our mutineers here.
Actually, there's a thing in the accent which maybe I can draw up, and this is something that's heavily in the American and Canadian accents, is that air placement kind of goes up the back of the nose, so but not right through the nose like Australian or something, but it's kind of the air placement of the zone of where air is kind of sent is somewhere back there. So it's between the lower soft palate and maybe kind of throws up both air out nose and the mouth, but there's a zone it kind of sits on, and it's back here somewhere, like just behind the nose. And so when you're creating an American accent, then it's a good idea to keep the thoughts and the energy back there, back in the back of the nose. Which is what I think this accent can teach us about itself. And it's quite, you can hear that if you listen.
Not either one of our mutineers here.
Not even one of our mutineers here. See, there's a couple of things that often people from America get wrong when they're doing an English accent, and that English people often get wrong when they're doing an American accent. And one of those is the curling of the R's. R, R, R. You must always curl your tongue on when you're creating an R sound. For the majority of American accents, not for all of them, not so much for New York, but curl the R. Because in England, we don't really curl our R's so much. And so that's something that always gives people away from one end or the other. The other one is this placement. And so in England, there's many different air placements, most commonly kind of like the middle of the mouth and the front of the mouth. And that's where you kind of the zone and the energy of the speech is directed. And in America, it's more up here in the nose, so behind the nose, behind the nasal cavity, right there. So you have to use your imagination sometimes to do these voices. And the great thing about animation and voiceovers like this is they're really good fun to play with. And I bet when he was, obviously this is a Japanese animation first, I think. And so when the actor got this job, I'm sure he had quite a good fun sort of developing that. And how am I going to do this? And giving it that breathiness. And that breathiness gives it some sort of weight, even though he hasn't got the deepest voice in the world. It gives it weight and it makes it sound heavy and dark. And I think he's done a really good job in doing that. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say on that, because I can't really talk about the instrument of the character. I'm not going to look at the actor. We can talk about him maybe another day when I've learned a bit more about him. But that was just in a response to someone who wanted to see Levi from Titan. I know it's not incredibly in-depth, this review, but it's just a review. So thanks for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.